All right, here we are. It's time for your Mom's House podcast.
Do you get it?
Tom and Christina.
They're the worst.
Here we go, Gene.
Oh my gosh, listen. This is a very unusual podcast we are doing today.
Hectic day.
I am on the verge of tears. Actually, I am. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but our neighborhood is burning down around us, and we're kind of doing this before we have to go. I just want to apologize to everybody in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma, at the Cherokee Casino. I was supposed to fly there tonight, and I could not get on a plane and leave my babies and my home right now because we're going to be leaving pretty soon to evacuate. So,
yeah.
Sorry, guys, but hopefully this will be over quickly and we can resume our normal lives. So November 14th, Pasadena, I'm doing the Ice House in the small room. November 18th, Flappers, same thing, small room. November 24th, San Diego, California, House of Blues, late show tickets available. December 1st, again, back at Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo. December 7th, Philadelphia, late show. There's still some tickets available. And then December 8th, Gramercy Theater, like literally just a very few tickets. The Ride or Die Tour continues through January. January 10th, Hollywood at the Comedy Store. And then I go to Denver, Comedy Works, Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy Club on State, Minneapolis Tits at Acme, and Tempe Improv, and then the DC Improv in June. So tickets at Christina P. online. Again, I'm sorry, guys.
Gene, that's a, don't.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad.
You don't have to be sorry.
Well, I've never canceled a show in 15 years.
It's
I've
not like you said,
gotten on the plane.
I booked a yacht and I went on a vacation.
I know.
There's a natural disaster happening.
I know, but I get on those planes no matter what. I've had a fever.
Don't cancel.
I never, and I just hate it. I hate what's happening right now.
This is kind of different.
Yeah,
this is like the worst fire we've ever had here.
Yeah, it's very,
the scope of it.
We'll get into it.
But anyways, don't be sad, Gene.
Well, you can't help it. It's feelings, Tom.
I don't have
emotions.
Anyways, let's see. It's an exciting week for me. Natural disasters aside, because I'm going this week to Montclair, New Jersey, the Wilmont. Both shows are sold out. I'm doing four shows at the Miriam in Philadelphia. The only show with tickets left, and now it's even more limited, is the Late Show Friday, November 16th. That's exciting. But also November 16th, Instant Family, the movie that I shot earlier this year. I was gone for a while. It's really a great movie. It's a family movie. It's not in the theme of your mom's house. It's not an R-rated comedy, but it is a great film. Sean Anders directed it. Stars Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, and yours truly has a fun part in it. I've seen it. I'm going to go see it again. Even pay attention, by the way, to my Instagram. I might even do a screening at a theater sometime in the next few weeks, and I'll invite people. So pay attention to that.
That's cool.
That'll be here in the Los Angeles area, maybe out in the Valle.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I appreciate all your support. Anybody that goes and sees Instant Family, it's very beneficial to me and to the people who made this great movie. The tour stuff, tomsegura.com/tour. You guys know that that tour has been growing and growing, and we just added a second show in Cincinnati, hometown, coming through for me. We added a second show at the Aronoff, I think it's Center for the Arts. That's February 15th. That week, I'm also doing two in Pittsburgh, two in Cleveland, and two in D.C. You know where to go for those tickets, tomsegura.com/tour. It's very exciting stuff. So
the Trans-Canada Highway?
No, that's the Just Glassing guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A cut of moose.
Gene, what do you got?
I'm feeling freer. I'm feeling existential today.
Okay.
Who knows what's going to happen? Our lives are not in our control.
It's been a wild ride.
Let's talk about it.
Let's open the show properly.
Yeah.
Real proper. Like, night. Hey, I really got phone.
I think they greasy, but they not. Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's kind of how what
they
he
greasy,
says.
But they know.
Well, something's they.
I don't say that's not my thing to say that word.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Crazy trains.
This summer, I'm letting you all know I'm selling weed on the fucking train. Sour diesel, and it's gonna be louder. Not loud, louder.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh my God.
Do you want to tell the audience that we had sex the other day?
Did we?
Oh.
Is that audio from our anniversary?
It is. All this chaos, by the way, started on our anniversary.
And can I tell you, we've had the worst anniversary luck. So 2 anniversaries ago, we woke up to find that Donald Trump was our leader. That was two anniversaries ago.
Yeah.
Now this one, we wake up to the world is on fire.
It was fucked up. God, we had a very special. Okay, so I planned this. I was like, we're going to do something real. It's our 10-year anniversary. Do something really special. So I plan just one night because we have babies. You know, we have young kid. You can't be away for long.
No.
I plan one night. Very special place. I'm like, it's going to be great evening. Just you and I. And we went up to Napa, to wine country. And while we're up there, it's like, we check in. I'm like, what is that? And they're like, that's ash. I'm like, ash? They're like, yeah, there's a big fire up in Butte County,
it's
California.
Pronounced Butt.
Okay, Butt County, California. So we had... Okay, we're like, is that a threat here? Like, not really.
It's 200 miles from here, they tell us.
Yeah, 200 miles. And then all of a sudden later, they're like, hey, that fire is spreading 800 yards a minute. It's growing. I was like, that's pretty fast. 800 yards a minute? So anyway, as that's happening, we're up there. We're still enjoying ourselves, but they're, you know.
But it's, you can't really sit outside. There's ash raining down.
Yeah, and it was threatened. I mean, like, it smelled. You could see that what would be a clear view is actually, like, there's. Remember, we were like, why is it hazy? Like, oh, that's smoke from the fire. Yeah. So that shit's happening. And then we go, we're hanging out, and then we get word that, oh, there's a fire in Southern California.
Oh, neat.
Oh, cool.
What's that?
A year ago, there was the Thomas fire, a couple of those in the LA area. Remember when like the near the Getty was on fire?
Yeah, Bel Air was on fire.
Yeah, so now
Simi Valley was on fire last year.
That's right. Those were big fires. Now this one is like unprecedented, the way that it spread and the perfect conditions for fire, you know, because you have zero humidity, so super dry.
Yeah.
Big Santa Ana winds.
Yeah.
Gusts of up to 65 miles an hour sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, just very dry conditions and a lot of brush.
And we so also just, have a drought for a million years.
Yeah, just fire everywhere, man. And usually, I mean, those poor people that are in the Malibu area, they always get it. And they got it again. But this time it started to spread further south and east, which threatens where we live as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure if you follow social media, you saw Rogan got evacuated. He lives west of us. But yeah, so we had to, you know, they're telling us we don't have we're not at the mandatory yet, but we also, you know, we have kids, we have dogs, and you can see like the smoke has grown. You smell it outside now.
It's okay. The town right? Head of ours is being evacuated. Yeah. It has been since last night. So we're next on the call sheet.
Yeah, so it just makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's so smoky, and I just don't want to get that panic.
Like where they're like, go.
Yeah, because that's apparently what's happening is by the time they're telling you to leave, it's like you don't have the time to collect your druthers. And I don't know. It's really, I'm going to fucking cry again. It's very emotional for me to see these fires because I grew up here and I've seen Malibu burn down like how many times?
I know, it's unbelievable.
It always burns down, but to see the valley kind of get it where I can't, it's so hard for me to even see it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's scary too because, you know, whatever, it's scary.
It's very scary. I know, you start seeing, I mean, fire is always scary and you see these big fires and they're showing last night, we're just seeing like all these homes just completely collapse and cars on fire, and they're like, oh, these people died in their car.
Yeah,
it's
like,
just horrible stuff.
So
I know. And it makes you think like, well, you know, it's obviously possible that it could come over to our area. And so we're
close, babe. We're like, it's like three streets down, dude.
It's not three streets
down. It's three major streets. Yeah, literally. No, okay. Literally. And that's another thing. Because I grew up on these mean streets, I'm like, oh my God, there's a fire there. I know that neighborhood. That's where my best friend's family is. And so anyway, we're getting the fuck out of here. But we thought, well, there's still time because we don't know when we can come back to our house.
Yeah.
Just to do this. And
I know. And in a horrible scenario, I thought about it too. It's like this studio could be gone.
It could, could be.
Yeah.
It's highly possible. And, you know, we're packing the essentials. We've got our lubricants.
We got dildos. Strap-ons. We got the fisting thing.
Toilet
we got the
paper.
Cuffs. Fleshlights. Yeah. Toilet paper. Like all the real family important stuff.
Well, I will tell you that when I saw Joe had evacuated, I was like, oh shit, like we were still in Napa Valley and he was with Marshall at a studio and I'm like, oh
yeah,
wow, okay, because he's further west,
yeah,
and I'm like, that means the Jesus Christ, that's coming our direction.
Yeah, it's very scary.
And so by the time we landed, we saw the fires from the airplane that we were in, and it was just chaos. It's chaos. And I think what scares me the most is that it's not contained at all. It's at zero, not like 10% containment. And usually the fire department, they draw a line and the fire doesn't cross that line.
Yeah.
But because there's no line right now,
I know.
That's the part that I'm like, time to go.
And here's the other thing that people
no containment
don't know about. So today, like overnight, Friday going into Saturday, the winds die. The winds are the worst thing for fires.
This is why it's a catastrophe.
They blow
right
the embers and it starts anew. So it died. The winds died, and they got like some work done and put out some, you know, very little containment. But then they're like, oh, going into Sunday, we're going to get Santa Ana's again.
Yeah.
It's going to pick up, and who knows what'll happen.
Well, then. And the Santa Ana's are going to blow it directly towards us. That's the real kicker. Yeah. And what's really mortifying is that there's not enough help because of the Northern California fires. We don't have as many resources down here. So that's what's happening too. Is like when we were flying in, I'm like, where the fuck are the helicopters dumping water? Yeah, not to say that there aren't firefighters giving their lives.
Oh, they are.
They are. But I'm saying that usually, I mean, when Bel Air was on fire, you saw them just dumping. I'm like, well, where are these people? And so they're bringing crews in from Arizona now to help us fight this fire because it's 0% contained.
Now, those guys are amazing. The first responders amazing.
I mean, look, I'm not shitting on you guys, anybody that's helping us fight the fire. I'm just saying that it does seem like there's way less out there.
Well, I think it seems like less because of how enormous this thing
is.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, I saw that thing today where they said there's 900 firefighters, which, you know, I don't know what that sounds like to you. That doesn't sound like a lot.
Doesn't sound like a lot to me.
Yeah, when you talk about the scope of this thing.
Yeah.
It's really big.
Well, and in Pepperdine, all those students that are in there and the, quote, fireproofed.
This fire right now has burned 70,000 acres here.
It's nuts.
As of this recording, it's going to be higher by the time it comes out.
It is nuts. It is nuts. I don't know. I you know, again, I've seen a lot of shit go down in this part of LA. I saw the 1994, we had an earthquake that just took down the San Fernando Valley, but I feel like this is on par. This is another major disaster upon us.
Yeah, it's really scary. We,
anyways, well, is this guy jerking off or?
We went to Napa and it was beautiful there. And, in the afternoon, we did make marital love.
It was in the afternoon.
That's me. I recorded myself.
Well, we were on Ethan and Ela's podcast, H3.
Yeah.
And you made it sound like we hadn't done it in...
I was backed up, though. Wasn't I backed up?
Yeah.
I remember you gave me a nut check before. You're like, you are backed up.
Well, a lot of people don't know that I can tell exactly when was the last time your nuts were evacuated.
And they were evacuated big time on that trip.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Hell yeah! Yeah. Everything came out.
I can touch them and just see that they're full or they're hard.
Okay!
Or they're low and loose.
Mm-hmm.
If they're low, I know that they've been milked.
Hmm.
If they're kind of lower and softer. If
so
they're
they hang
high,
more?
Yeah. They're relaxed.
That's empty?
Uh-huh. And if they're up higher and they're kind of full and heavy, then obviously...
But that's funny that they're heavy and they're higher.
I don't know why. That's what your nuts do.
You're like kind of a nut expert.
I'm a Tom nut expert. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm an all
nuts. I would
nuts.
Say you're the ball queen.
And what's her name? The ball hog?
I'm Peyton Lafferty.
Peyton Lafferty.
Right? Yeah, I think it's Peyton Lafferty.
Hi, I'm Sierra Sin, and I'm a ball hog.
Hi, I'm Peyton Lafferty, and I'm a ball hog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yep.
Rub your balls all over that cum.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. That didn't even make sense.
I know.
She said to rub your balls all over that cum.
That's what she likes.
That is not what she
that
likes.
That is what she likes.
That's what she's saying she likes.
She likes it.
Nobody she likes that. It.
You like that too.
Nobody.
Rub those balls all over those tits.
Yeah, rub those
balls. Rub those balls all over those tits.
Yeah.
Those tats.
That's hot. Everybody
tats.
Likes that. Everybody
tats.
Likes that.
T-E-T-S.
You liked it.
Oh, fuck. Get your nose up in those balls.
It's yeah. so dumb.
It's fucking hot.
It feels manufactured.
It feels normal and sexy to me.
Sexy.
Very sexy.
Is that sexy?
How about this guy on the train, though? Can we watch him for a minute?
What city is this in?
I'm going with East Coast.
Well, Diesel's some good shit.
This summer, I'm letting you all know, I'm selling weed on the fucking train. Sour Diesel.
That's a good
it's
one.
It's going to be louder.
Louder.
And I'm going to sell fucking butt on this
and
train.
Clear of the closing door.
Watch me. Four train. The four train for me. I'm selling bud.
This guy's fucked up.
He's fucked up, but he's also this is smart advertising. This is how somebody takes advantage of an opportunity. You have potential customers all around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a voice that works. Might as well announce that if you're looking for weed, you get on the four train, and all summer I'm going to be here selling it.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know? I see. It's word of mouth.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, look, weed's not that big of a deal anymore to most people, but you're still sometimes looking like where to get it. And if I'm on this train, I'm like, oh, I just hop on the four train. This guy's going to be selling weed.
Well, I'd say the benefit to his salesmanship is that you're on the train. Maybe it's a nice time saver to have a two for one.
Absolutely.
You buy your coffee and then
if I'm like, I take the four train 5 days a week. Oh, I'll just look for this guy.
Yeah. Where's the drunk guy in the jacket?
Right.
And the two or five jackets that he's wearing.
Where's the drunk five jacket guy?
Really
with that
wearing,
loud ass
one,
fucking
two, three,
purple derple that he was promoting.
Wait,
Sour Diesel.
He's wearing... Wait, one, two, three, four jackets.
It was like jacket, 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 jacket. Yeah, it's good. It's a lot of jackets. But it's probably to hide all that weed.
Yeah. Well.
I'm homeless.
Oh.
I want you ladies to know.
Shit.
My wife is dead. The name was on the lease. Not mine. That's why I'm homeless.
What?
The wife died. Uh-huh. Her name was on the lease, not his. And that's,
oh, that's why
he's
I'm homeless.
Homeless.
Oh, so he's really like, he's basically saying I'm homeless by circumstance. It's kind of not really.
Yeah, he's like, look, ladies, I don't
judge hard.
Live with my mom.
Yeah. I live here on the fortune.
I'm capable of monogamy. I'm
right.
The kind of guy who's the marrying kind.
I also have five jackets if you're cold.
You think he'd share his jacket with me?
Absolutely.
And gentlemen, this is an important message.
Let's do this once again. Okay. Wait a minute. Keep your belongings in sight at all times. Check your sight. If you see a suspect back into activity on the platform or train, do not keep.
Oh, he's got it memorized. That's
yeah, of course.
That's cool.
Spends a lot of time on that train.
Yeah.
That is one thing I do miss living in Los Angeles is like public transit.
It's not the thing here.
It's not, but it should be because I feel like we have so many crazy people that could really shine.
It's the best people watching.
I know. Like every time I go to New York, I just love the subway situation.
It's an experience.
The best part is that nobody makes eye contact. Mm-hmm. People like will eat on the subway, which is so disgusting to me.
And there's always a little threat of danger.
Always.
That's what makes it more exciting.
Yeah. Well, there's always somebody fighting or starting a fight, but you're not allowed to look, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
Because if you look, then you could get involved,
it's
you know?
Interesting. You always have this thing where you get to people watch and you can go, sometimes people give you the signal like, it's okay to watch me. You know what I mean? They'll have a look to them that like, I know I'm fucking weird. You can watch me. They know.
They know what they're doing.
And they put it out there like, I'm not a threat. And then there's people who you think are no threat whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they fucking will flex on you. And you're like, oh shit, don't look at that guy again.
I know. Like I had to go down to the LA County clerk last week to pick up our child's birth certificate.
Yeah, that kind of office is...
One where you look at a wrong...
That's our subway.
That's right. Put it this way. I got a bag of Takis and a bottle of water before I went to stand in line because I was like, oh, shit's going to be on. Yeah. And lo and behold...
It was on.
Some shit because you got people getting married. You got people getting death certificates, birth certificates with baby daddies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw like, you know, 15-year-old girls with babies getting the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some real rough looking people.
Yeah. There's a lot of
scary motherfuckers.
A lot of shit.
Birth and death that unites
everybody. That is like an even playing field, like a
That's
court.
What I'm saying. So
it brings in all kinds.
You know what I was thinking though? Is like, what do super famous people do? Like
I thought that too.
Like you have to go to the DMV if you're fucking Mariah Carey or whoever or
I guess.
Garth.
Can you send someone?
Well, like it's an official document.
I know.
Like let's say Garth
G
Brooks
probably
is,
goes down because it's in Oklahoma, and it's probably like he's probably
no
living in a
way.
Small town. He's probably like, "Hey, I'm G," and everyone goes nuts. And they probably come out and they're like, "We realize this is an inconvenience for you, so we already prepped everything for you." He's like, "Ah, shucks. I'm just like you." And they're like, "I know you are. Here's your thing."
Yeah.
Just sign here.
I can't imagine, yeah, like
hey,
famous people.
Thanks.
Yeah, hashtag, I'm not doing
thank
that.
Thank y'all very much.
Right? Like, you have to get a death certificate, a birth certificate, no matter
I
who
have
you
thought
are.
That. I thought, like, does Brad Pitt just fucking show up places and he's like, hey, do I need a sign? I'm in line.
Yeah, like, Brad Pitt has to do the eye exam at the
right.
DMV.
Yeah.
Or get his driver's license renewed.
Feels like he wouldn't, you know.
But, like, how do you get around the eye exam?
I would
and
love
all
an answer on this.
I know. How
Because there's so many levels
it?
To fame, you know?
Right.
Like, I remember I did jury duty a few years ago, and Adam McKay was behind me. And I was like, oh, shit. But he's also, like, this very progressive, you know? I could see him being like, this is my civic duty. And he's also, he's famous, but he's not famous in the way that, like, people are going to swarm him.
Well, you know? I don't know what he looks like.
Right.
So I
knew it was
know.
Him. But you know who I'm talking. He's the writer director. He did everything from Anchorman to.
Oh, he's funny. Yeah,
he just did that new one that's going to come out with about Vice President Cheney.
Oh, cool.
Where I showed you the trailer where it's fucking Christian Bale. It's
oh
Cheney.
My God! Yeah, that looks amazing.
And he did that one about the you know the stock market. The long what is it? Long story short, what's it called?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? With Steve Carell also had Christian Bale. It was about like. The collapse in 08. Anyways, he's a great writer-director. But, of course, like he's not somebody who everyone's going to recognize right away.
Right.
But, yeah, I was thinking, like, would De Niro be behind
That's
me?
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I have jury duty today. I mean, technically, he's supposed to.
Well, you know? Yeah. Like, everybody gets called in for that shit. And being a
Michael
celebrity.
Jordan, like, just doing my duty.
Yeah, but it doesn't exclude you from being a civilian. Like,
but then again, Taylor Swift
crazy.
Showed up to that was on the news. She went to
Taylor Swift. Oh yeah, she's normal
duty,
though, from what I understand.
But it also, like, I mean, jury duty was a fucking chaos when she was there. You know.
Oh, hold on. I just got sent an update from Kelly, who's about five minutes
boy.
From us.
And
there's an updated map, a disaster map.
And
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, looks like we're getting into Canoga Park. Yeah. Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
It's spreading to Canoga.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah, there's an incident map. Yeah, look, it's coming towards us now. It's getting closer to Mulholland.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So my friend who lives like 5 minutes west of us is kind of giving us updates. She's closer to the fire than we are. Mm. It's coming around the mountain, man. Coming down the mountain.
So I can send it to my friend.
What a surreal thing, man. This fire is like, it's just devastating. It's so surreal. And it's so surreal. I mean, this is a disaster.
It's pretty wild, man.
What are we talking about? Oh, famous people. Yeah. How the fuck? Okay. If anybody has any insight on that, like, how do the mega famous people of the world do average people things? Like,
and how do they get away with it if they're like, I can't, like, how do they get away with it? Who do they tell he's too famous to go down? And especially, like, you know, with jury duty, if Taylor Swift can go, you're fucking ass.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Okay, she's just sending me a good map.
Boy, what's it saying?
Let me see.
This is another map she sent me?
Yeah, live fire web app. So let's see. Live. It's just a nightmare, but it is spreading now. The winds are...
They're picking up right now?
Well, it's spreading. I mean, that's what this is about. Hold on. Let me see. Fuck. Yeah, it's... coming down the mountain. Oh, boy. Here's another one, Gene. I'll show you.
Okay. Send
Pepperdine's
it to me.
Fucked.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oy vey. Stokes Canyon. Calabasas fucked.
Oh, but that's still the same area. That is still the same area. That's the same exit there.
Oh, okay.
That's same area.
Yeah. Shit, man. Chatsworth is getting fucked, too. Rafa Roscoe there. Oy vey. Oy vey. No good, dudes. No good.
Hmm.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It is just so sad. I mean, look, we're fortunate that we have a plan where we know where we're going to go here in a few hours, but there are some people that probably don't have, you know, family or friends or somewhere to go, and my heart just goes out to them. It's so horrible. I just hope they can contain it. It's just not happening, though.
I know.
Then the winds are going to kick up tomorrow. It's no good. I wish this guy were here to sell us weed right now.
I know. It would be really helpful, actually.
I wish we could get fucking ripped. Let's go after this. We're going to go and we're going to get ripped. We're going to settle in and get ripped.
That's what it's all about. These natural disaster situations, you know?
Getting housed.
There you go.
Actually, there was this woman on the news last night. It's a very fucked up story. She and her husband were in Westlake Village and they evacuated and they came back and their house was destroyed. And he was like, you know, I'm just thankful that we're okay. Everything with the heartbeat is okay right now. And the wife, her lips were totally purple. Her teeth were totally purple. She's like, yeah, I grew up in Poland and I fled a lot of stuff. Just a house.
Yeah,
she's like, it's okay. I'm like, you poor woman. You know, she just started drinking the minute she felt safe. I'm like, girl, I'm going to do that shit tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to see my ass drunk tonight.
I'll be there too. I'll be
home now.
Home here now.
Shit. Can I have my coffee back, please?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of stole that.
I want you ladies to know my wife is dead. I am single. I'm talking to the women, not the men. I am not fucking gay, my nigga. Fuck out of here.
He's single.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nobody thought he was gay. He said he was, nobody thought he was gay.
No one thought he was gay.
Yeah, he said he was married to a
lady. Well, he was just making sure that his single announcement was received by the ladies.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, I am single. Look at a mingle. All you gay men, enjoy your fucking gay life. Do you? You're not going to do me, my nigga.
I don't know why he's so threatened by all these gay men.
Have it smell like fish? Tell her get a douche. Wash your ass, bitch.
Yeah.
A douche.
She's not amused right over here.
No, she is amused and she's holding it.
You think so?
Yeah, she likes this shit. It's funny as fuck.
I don't know.
Get a douche.
You think? I don't think she's
amused. Yeah, dude, she's holding Anna. She's like, oh, no, you're right.
No, she's like, this is a little crass. God damn. She's like, I prefer cleaner comedy.
You douche.
Your coochie's stinking. Have it taste salty? Don't take a shower. Your pussy's sweaty.
Oh, man.
Tell her to douche.
That shit is fucking good. Yo, you know what I'm eating tonight? Sushi, my nigga. My girl got a girlfriend. We have threesomes every Sunday night.
That's not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not
true. You think he's lying?
About that part, he's lying. The other stuff he might be telling the truth about. I think he's selling weed on the 4 train. I think his wife died. I think he wants you to wash your ass. I don't think he wants you to have a stinky box. But I don't think he has threesomes every Saturday.
This guy should run for president.
Could be.
He's got a lot of good points.
He does have a lot of good points.
The only Sunday night you don't have no fun.
Yo, you
it's that time of the month. I ain't no goddamn Gucci with no fucking blood. Fuck out of here.
Ooh.
Like my meatball guy. Fuck out of here. Stop running about it, I'm here. Stop running about it, I'm still at the bottom.
Remember when you are a kid, though? And you see like a crazy drunk guy, it really fucks with you if you see a guy like that.
That's
like,
terrifying.
What's going on? I remember vividly, we were visiting Chicago and we went to church because we always had to go to church. And we're leaving church, and this is like in the city, in somewhere downtown Chicago. We're leaving and there is a crazy lady on the corner. And I'm young, I mean, I'm 9 or 10. And she goes, how dare you? How dare you drink his fucking blood? And I was like,
whoa, bro.
And I was just like holding on to my dad. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I didn't have a concept of that's a mentally sick or highly inebriated
You don't
person.
Know what that is. You just know that that woman said some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, why is she saying that? And he was so calm. He was like, oh, She's not doing well. He said something like that.
What did he say?
I remember he put me at ease. I mean, he didn't like really explain it to me.
Of course. God forbid your parents would actually explain this.
Mentally sick. He was just like, don't listen to her. She's doesn't know what she's saying. Like that kind of thing.
Just
dismissive of it. And I was like, but why is she saying that? Because she was saying such crazy stuff, you know? And she's yelling at people leaving a church. And I was like,
oh yeah,
why is someone yelling at us?
I remember my mother and I when we lived in this like scary apartment complex. I only say scary because there was a drunk woman that lived.
Drunk is scary.
Drunk is scary to children.
Yeah.
And one night, so there it was our bedroom windows, and there was like a little alley, and then the other apartment complex.
Yeah.
So this woman would get hammered, and then drop shit into her toilet, and I remember she's like like just out of her mind, and my mother in the middle of the night drags me with her to confront this.
That's not cool.
So stupid, drunk woman. Smart. And she goes, I dropped my ring in the toilet. I can't get it out. Like she was so hammered. And I remember as a little girl being terrified that we'd confronted this crazy person.
What'd your mom say to her?
She's like, well, you should shut the fuck up because you're scaring my daughter. You're scaring us. Close your window. Because she left her window open.
Oh,
and that's why it was summertime. So our window was open because my mother would never pay for air conditioning. And her window was open and everybody could hear her. She told her, shut up.
Everyone. Fuck everyone who doesn't run AC and opens windows.
God, that's money well spent, dude.
God damn you. I know.
And it's dangerous to keep your window open at night in a big city in the summertime. It's so stupid.
Every fat guy listening is nodding right now. Like, yep, fuck them.
My parents were both super cheap. So no heat in the winter during our nighttime sleeping.
Yeah.
And then no cool.
I remember, too, this irrational fixation with numbers. Like, we would run the AC, but I remember my dad would be like, it's put it to 73. I'll be like, wait, but that's not cool enough. It's 100
today. That feels
good
to me.
And he'd be like, it's a good temperature. And, you know, if you went below that, he'd be like, why are you adjusting it? It's fucking hot outside. Let it be cool in here. Such like a, well, it's got to be that number. No, it's got to be cool.
See, I disagree with your cooling theory entirely. Yeah, but, your cooling philosophy is garbage. Here's why.
Okay, why?
What ends up happening is because people like you, it's the same people that overcompensate for the heater indoors in the wintertime. If you overcool the house in the summer, then it's too cold. Now I have to go put on a sweater.
No such thing.
It's like being wintertime.
No such thing. There's no such thing as too cool in the like dead of summer.
It makes me feel sick. I have to sleep under the down comforter.
If it's 105 outside, I want it to feel like a meat locker inside. No.
I want my house to feel 74 all the time. It's disgusting. Nice and warm.
I gotta meet somebody else. I can't do this.
That's the deal breaker?
It really is.
The thermostat?
It's up there. It's near the top of the list.
Actually, 75 feels perfect. Oh my God.
I'm going to start playing more vomit clips. No. Well, stop saying nonsense then.
Even in the dead of summer, I like it. I don't like it so cold because like then you're all fucked up. It's all hot, and then you come in and it's freezing. It doesn't feel good.
All right, I can't stand you. But listen,
it's like you're sick.
I can't stand you. So when I was in Florida a few weeks ago, sometimes this happens at shows where you finish a show, and as you're saying thank you, good night to the audience, someone in the front row will try to hand you something.
Yeah,
you know, so. And, you know, you usually are like, what is it? Because it's kind of a crazy rush of, you know, happening. Like, you're saying goodbye. People are applauding. You're walking off stage. Someone's like, let me give this to you. And a lot of times it'll be, I don't know, sometimes it's something someone drew. Sometimes it's like food or something, you know. Sometimes you look at something, you're like, I can't, what am I supposed to do with this? It's just shit that's, you know, it's hard to say whether it's something you want, right? Anyways. The other day, that show ended, and this guy had something, and I'm like, okay, and I reached forward. This guy handed me a DVD copy of Riding the Bus with My Sister.
Oh, yeah.
That is that movie that we got so excited about.
When we were packing for our escape here,
yeah,
you were like, I have to take this, and you brought the DVD.
And you were like,
you
don't have to take that. And I was like, it's pretty important. It does feel... If I'm being honest, it does feel pretty important.
How can we watch it? We don't have a DVD player, do we?
I don't know. The hotel might.
Dude, that would make life so worth living. Is it not on iTunes, this ridiculous film?
Let's see. That's in the 471 drops.
Oh, my God.
Is it not here? Here
Rosie O'Donnell playing a slow adult.
Yeah.
God, what year is this shit made?
I think this came in... Oh, it was a while ago for sure.
Well, it's in DVD, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2005. anyway, somebody gave
Rachel is beautiful and successful.
Lovely.
Beth has a style all of her own.
Excellent.
They have nothing in common.
I didn't even know you had a sister.
She's retarded.
That's the movie. Anyways, you want to try to watch it over the weekend?
Of course. It's all I've ever wanted.
I'm pretty excited about it. But then I got pointed to this other movie. We were talking about this. Everyone started sending me clips of this movie. They're like, have you seen this?
Carol and Steven's life together was perfect.
I've got to get going.
Right this second. Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
Mwah. I love you.
There's one small problem.
Hi, I'm Ralph. I'm his brother. We're twins.
So this is Matthew McConaughey.
What in the fuck?
And what's that actor's name there? That was
he's
such a famous actor.
This is Gary Oldman?
Yeah, Gary Oldman.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, watch.
Are your parents?
It can tear them apart.
I think you're gonna let me know that everyone in your family's a midget.
They're not midgets, Carol. They're dwarfs.
Whatever.
Or bring them together.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, welcome. I'm Steven.
Ah, there you are. This is Steven's father, Bruno, and his mom, Kathleen. And over behind the bar is Steven's brother, Rob.
Hi.
You could have prepared us for this, don't you think?
If you embarrass me, I'll never speak to you again, so just get it together.
Okay. How's everybody's drink?
It looks completely made up, right?
This looks like a parody.
Yeah.
This is Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, Matthew McConaughey, Kate Beckinsale?
A ridiculously A-list cast.
Right. And then they're all
Matthew
dwarfs.
McConaughey. When did this come out? This is a joke.
I think maybe I'm pregnant.
When the going gets rough, it's only the size of your heart that counts.
And his voiceover.
Would it be that big of a deal if our kid was a dwarf?
You knocked up this great girl and you didn't tell her that her baby's probably going to be little.
I'm not like you.
We are so cute and cuddly. Don't discriminate against us.
That guy from Game of Thrones.
Very
Peter
famous
Dinklage.
Dwarf, yeah.
He's at these parties.
party's got a little
this
wild.
This thing looks insane.
There's sure a lot of midgets around here.
You better back off, Goldie Hawn. My man can do what he wants to do.
I'm ready for an adult relationship.
What is Bridget the Midget?
All right.
How did this get made?
This is crazy.
Why can't I get more movies made?
This is, I don't know, but when did this come out?
Man.
I mean, this is blowing my mind right now.
It came out in 2003.
That's why I got buried.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, Garrett, they, oh, man.
Okay, so here's the trivia on this.
I can't even.
Director Matthew Bright was fired after he turned in this cut, and the whole film was then re-edited. Peter Dinklage has said the original director's cut, which screened in Austin, was gorgeous, but the people who fired him ruined the movie. So, who knows? It looks really nuts, though. God, I want to see it so bad.
It looks so stupid.
I know. It's like, it's just...
A walk down the aisle.
Well, Steven,
isn't this the craziest voiceover?
Just hope he's smart enough to screw it up.
Is just a beginning.
But I mean, it sounds like a student film voiceover.
You know what? I'm
like
still...
the copy
it's all
the
bad.
Way he does it.
I'm still reeling from the need to show her giving him a blowjob.
Oh, in the first...
It was like, they had a perfect relationship, and she's blowing him.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... Okay.
And he's like, careful, I got midget coming there. And then they cut to the next scene.
Is that what... I miss that.
Yeah.
There'll be rough patches, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, fuck, and they have a baby?
Let's see.
Canal Plus and Langley Productions aww. Proudly present command performances from Kate Beckinsale,
yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, Patricia Arquette,
yeah,
and the role
cheap.
Of a lifetime, Gary.
Oh, my God.
The role of a lifetime. That's one way of saying it.
Tiptoes.
Is yeah. this a joke?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
That's
everyone
joke.
In your family's a midget.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, now what would happen, I mean...
Oh, this movie would never come out.
There's sure a lot of midgets around here.
It's really crazy, man.
Tiptoes.
Tiptoes.
But that voiceover guy, you're not fixated on that? I cannot get over
it's
that
It's horrible.
Guy.
No, it's horrible. It's notably bad.
Yeah, and it's like the copy
terrible.
Is bad, and his... They got like the cheap voiceover guy.
It's all bad.
Why didn't you hire the real voiceover guy?
In a world.
Yeah.
I know. Tiptoes.
Tiptoes.
In the role of a lifetime.
The role of a lifetime.
Gary
Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
He said Matthew McConaughey.
But yeah, he said it wrong, too.
But I've never heard it said
no,
like that.
No, not McConaughey.
I told you when I met Matthew McConaughey, right?
No.
I was at a party.
Yeah.
So I used to hang out with this dude. I took an acting class like 2003. One of the guys in my class was a tennis instructor to... a very wealthy lady whose husband divorced her.
No.
She lived across the street from Matthew McConaughey, and directly next to her lived an arms dealer, like a Saudi arms dealer.
My God.
Who had bulletproof cars and shit. And one night I went over, I was hanging out, he's like, oh, the neighbor's having a party. The arms guy is like, I don't know, close to 60, and everyone at this party is in their 20s, right? And then I see someone on his basketball court wearing swim trunks and nothing else.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, who the fuck is that? It's Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
And then he comes over and, like, the girls are like, oh, my God, it's Matthew McConaughey. And the girl goes, how do you spell that? And he goes, that's a good question. And then he spelled McConaughey. And then she goes, can you say it again? And he was like, yeah. And he spelled his last name again. And then I realized, because he has this... great lush hair.
Yeah.
He had goggles.
No.
Swim goggles on.
Oh, boy.
And then he put them on. And then he's like, I already spelled it twice for you.
One and then gone.
And what? Somehow, and this is like early 2000s, that was in the, like Us Weekly. There was pictures of that party.
The goggles.
No, just him being at this party.
Why was he wearing goggles when he was playing?
Because he was wearing swim trunks, so he was probably swimming at his house.
Oh, and
then
he
came over and he was boozing.
Okay.
It
I thought it was his piece of flair. Like, you know how mystery.
It kind
of
was flair.
Mystery used to tell guys if they want to, you need to have like an odd item on you that girls will ask about.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe that's what that was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very odd. Very odd experience. I was like, oh, that's Matthew McConaughey. He's just like us.
just like us. Celebrities just, are just like
us. Just like us. He plays basketball in his shorts with swimming goggles on. Just like us. Yep.
What a fucking movie. Tippy-toes.
Tiptoes. Tiptoes.
I have a midget baby. Is that, and she gets knocked up, and then that's terrible.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell her that he has that DNA.
I know.
You think... You,
tiptoes.
There's sure a lot of midgets around here.
I mean, yeah. Just give somebody a heads up so that they can decide.
You should probably let them know.
They're not midgets, Carol. They're dwarfs.
That's a good point. Hey.
But she was blowing them all the time. You think that she didn't get nuts busted in her. That was the implication at the top of the movie.
That's true.
She's sucking his wiener all day long.
That's really good point. Really cool way of putting that. Gene, would you like to try a Would You Rather?
Yeah.
I think this is, this came in here from our listeners. Hi, mommies. Love you both. Love the Palmcast. After a major decadent dinner binge, followed by some dental care, I thought of this Would You Rather. Would you rather never be able to floss again? Oof.
No.
But only half of the calories of every food you eat counted. Okay. Or floss with abandon. Never have another dental update issue again. But all of the foods you eat count as 1.5 times their calories.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God.
It's the first one.
A former fatty with great teeth, Ariana.
First one.
I know, right? I would just be too fat. I'd be such... I mean, I feel like my body already processes calories as double what they're worth.
I know.
So you give me this thing, I'm fucking 400 pounds by the fall. I mean, by the new year.
I know.
So, yeah, I can't do it.
However, when we were in Napa Valley... Mm. I had eaten meat, and then afterwards I was panicked because I didn't think there was dental floss.
Yeah.
So I was like pulling strings out of my shirt and flossing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. I don't like that feeling of meat stuck in my teeth.
I have so much, I mean, it's always a struggle, and I think it'll always be a struggle, but I have so much awareness about food and exercise now, especially in the last couple of years, and I realize how weak and vulnerable I can be to this, especially because we had a driver who picked us up who had a box of pastries.
Mm.
He was like, I got these this morning, and he handed it to us when we were on our way.
Oh yeah.
And I opened that thing, and I was like, and it was like fresh croissants and just pastries. I started to devour these things.
Like, oh yeah.
It was just mid morning, and we got to our hotel, and I was like, I feel sick. And you're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. I think I just ate too many pastries right now because I couldn't control myself.
Yeah.
I really
couldn't. You have a problem.
I was like,
problem.
Yeah. If somebody's just like, oh, do you want these delicious treats? I'm like, okay.
I know.
I don't do the normal thing of like, I'll have one or no, I'm good. I already ate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You do like sweets. That's your jam right there.
I like all food.
That's true.
People are always like, do you like sweets? I'm like, not any more than I like other foods. I like food.
I like to eat all of it.
Yeah, it's such a struggle. What's this here? Here's another one. Hi, John and Christine. Jesus. My boyfriend and I, listening to your old Would You Rathers, we have a quick new one for the mommies.
Okay.
Would you rather go pee-pee in your pants every time you do a stand-up show? Fuck.
I pretty much do.
Or shit your pants every time you do a podcast.
Oh, fuck.
You must remain in the said soiled items of clothing for the duration of either the stand-up show or the podcast. You got to be out of your fucking mind. This is an easy one. Can't make it this easy. Of course I'm going to stand there in my piss. I'm not going to sit here in my shit pants and do podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much pee every time I laugh in my pants.
Yeah.
I've got pee panties that I wear.
You pee on like any exertion of saying something.
Dude, I lift my kid up, I piss. I laugh, I piss.
Yeah.
So I'm really used to it by now.
Yeah.
It's not that severe.
Yeah, I mean, it would suck to do every show. You're like, all right, I got to do my show now. And you piss and you stand there.
I do.
Stand there in soaked pants?
Not soaked, but there's enough pee in my panties.
That's what this is saying.
Like soaked, yeah. Okay.
Soaked. Would you rather sit in soaked pants, stand in soaked pants, or sit in shit pants?
No one wants to sit in shit pants.
Sit here for a whole podcast?
Yeah, I think everybody would choose pee-pee.
Of course.
Poo-poo is just so nasty.
So fucking nasty. Here's a cool guy. If you don't know this guy. this cool dad right here.
Okay.
Dressed up as a Nazi and dressed his son up as Hitler.
I mean.
And he's like, what is everyone? I'm a history buff. Because that's what you think of when you see people in Nazi gear. You're like, this guy fucking loves history. You watch that, you watching that History Channel thing? And he's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, well, you're wearing that Nazi gear. He's like, I just finished it, man. It's a great series. You're like, yeah, World War II, man. Wild stuff.
I'm trying to think of another costume that's inherently such a bad idea. Like, is there another figure in our history that's equally as charged? I mean, I think it goes, look, I'm not a social justice warrior by any stretch, but even I know that, like, that's just kind of a no-no, and I'm not pushing for that guy's right to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't go as Stalin, you don't go as Hitler.
I love, but what's even more amazing is how brash it is to get upset that people were upset about it. I mean, this guy wore this to a Halloween event and he got upset with people who got upset with him. He wore an SS outfit, dressed his 5-year-old son as Hitler, put him in a fake mustache, swastikas. Photo was taken. He was at an Owensboro annual event, which kids trick or treat.
Oh my God.
The costume understandably offended many people. And afterwards, he shared his indignation in a Facebook post.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows us knows we love history. And we often dress as historical figures. Okay. Tonight, as we walked, we saw people dressed as murderers, devils, serial killers of blood and gore. Nobody batted an eye. But me, I mean, my little guy, we dressed as these historical figures. And all kinds of people were making snide remarks and approaching us and threatening my little 5-year-old boy who was just dressed as Hitler. I don't get it. What's going on with people right now? You're saying that I'm out of line? Jeez. This guy had an axe in his head. Yeah. Blood falling out of his head. Nobody said anything.
I guess, you know what would be the equivalent?
You guys are crazy.
You know what would be the equivalent?
Mm.
Is somebody dressed as Osama bin Laden, maybe?
Right.
Because that's such another hated historical figure. Like, you know what that person did, dipshit.
Yeah.
It's just not very intelligent.
You think it's not intelligent? I don't know.
But I'm trying to, I mean, look, I'm all for freedom of expression, but you just know that's a stupid one.
It seems like a lot.
Like, what's the victory? You know what I mean? Like, you're fighting to do that. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. This guy.
That's your thing? You have to dress like Hitler?
I'm different.
I approve Jews.
So I'm not like that guy.
You have to do that?
I mean, this is like a coincidence. I like history. And then it so happened I was dressed as a history guy. And then you guys, maybe you need to read more history. That's his defense. I guess you don't like history at all.
So bizarre.
You know?
Ah, the world is upside down.
It's something, I think you've always been like this, by the way. That's why I'm glad somebody sent this in. That it's, you get uncomfortable watching old people be flirty or sexy.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And this guy, I think he's recording his dad flirting on the phone.
Huh? You love it. Oh, you love it.
Shit. That's the guy's dad.
That shit turned me the fuck on sometimes. That shit get me a little horny.
If you came down here today, I was going to take advantage of you.
Oh, boy. Here you go trying to get me naked. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ew. That's like someone's dad talking in front of him too, right? That's weird. That's
so nasty.
Imagine talking in front of your kid like, you're getting me all warmed up right now.
Yeah.
Giving you a feeling all kinds of ways. I'm getting horny.
It's so nasty.
Ugh.
Girl, tell my damn mama on you. You trying to take advantage of me. Trying to get my draw. You know, y'all be a damn shame.
You want it.
But you going to make me feel good?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Goddamn.
I'm gonna throw up.
Make me pull. You trying to get the anaconda out, huh? You trying to straighten out the anaconda? You trying to get a nice...
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know, that's just as disgusting as hearing your parents tell you dirty jokes.
It's a lot.
Do you know that's a form of, like, child abuse?
Show me what they call.
Yeah.
When you're overtly sexual in front of your children. It's abuse. It's disgusting.
It's a lot.
I had a friend whose mother would always tell dirty jokes to him, like sexual jokes, and it totally messed him up.
I don't think it's good.
Could you imagine your mother being like, Tommy?
Tommy?
Your father makes me so hot.
Yeah, you know you would love that ass, don't you?
Your father has a huge cock.
Ugh.
And he make me so horny.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I do have big balls, but he does. I've seen them. But he didn't show them to me. I just happened to see them.
What? How? Well, when he flips around on the bed.
No, he was in his room. I walked in like unannounced and he had already showered and he was putting on underwear. I saw him bend down.
Oh my God.
And I saw these big pig nuts from behind.
He does have, we've talked about this before. I've seen his nuts. They're not good. They're enormous. But your nuts are going to be that big too, don't you think?
No.
I don't, but they're not already.
That's when I got to start making fetish videos, I think.
When you're,
when I'm in, like,
cash in.
When I'm in the 70s and you're like old. Hangy nuts, and I'll have like my special clips
and big farts. I got nuts and
it'll
farts.
Just be I'll have like 50 male fans all over the world who's like
50
fart on your balls for us, Tom. And I'll be like, PayPal me, it's $20. I'm not gonna fart for nothing. All right, I'll make my special videos.
Yeah,
as it come through, I'm not farting until I get the money.
How much would you demand?
For stuff like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to study the marketplace.
How much per fart? $50 a fart?
Yeah, but I want multiple people paying for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good money.
You got them $100 farts.
Man, if people were sending you $100 per fart, I know.
It's a good business model.
I'd be like, I retired from comedy years ago. I fart on my balls all the time.
They fart on my balls. Stupid.
That'd be my video. I tuck my balls between my legs right near my asshole and I go, what, check this out. And I fart on my balls. And then people are like, oh my God, your videos get me so hot.
Men are so nasty.
There'd be guys out there like, that's the hottest fucking thing ever.
I know.
Heard.
It's so nasty.
Yeah.
Why are you so nasty, Tom?
Guys are super nasty.
Oh, would you just, if you're going to stretch it all the way out?
I'm a snake tamer.
Oh, boy. Shit. You make my damn toes curl.
My dad was so inappropriate. Like, he used to have, I tell you that he used to have a beer that you would scratch off and you could see ladies' tits.
Uh-huh.
So he'd be like, go give me my beer. I was always getting my dad a beer.
Yeah.
And then he would scratch scratchers and see the tits on
How
the
many
ladies.
Times did you get a beer, you think?
Every night. It was my job.
Really?
Of course.
And you get him the refill.
My dad was an alcoholic. That's all you do is, you learn how to open beer when you're young and bring drinks when you're young. That's what alcoholic children are.
You get a fresh one all the time?
Of course. That's the only time he paid attention to me is when I was bringing him beer. Or we'd be watching the game together, and I'd be like, can I have some of your beer? And that was like...
A big deal.
Really pay attention to me then.
Yeah.
And then he'd give me a little bit of beer in a cup and dilute it and let me drink some with him. And I felt really special then.
That is kind of nice. How old were you?
7, 8, 9,
sweet,
10.
Man.
Sure. And then he had a Rubik's Cube under... that was like a naked lady Rubik's Cube. So like they're... You know, you'd do Rubik's different naked ladies on every side. And that was just out in the house, too. So that was kind of cool as a little girl to see that stuff growing up.
What'd you think of it? You must have thought nothing of it. Right? Were you like, this is cool?
Well, the confusing part, because you're stoked because it's a Rubik's Cube and you're a little kid. You're like, oh, sweet. We've got one of these. Wait a minute.
There's tits on
it. Wait a minute. This is something new. So that's kind of the thing. You're one hand excited, and then on the other hand, like, not. It feels weird.
There's those people that can do a Rubik's Cube in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's going on in their brains?
Back in the 80s, there a lot of people that could do that.
I mean, I'm talking about now. You see people in video. They're like, oh, check this out.
That's such a gift.
Yeah. How do you see that? How do you do it?
Such a talent.
Something tells me they might not be the best at conversation, but.
It's probably mild Asperger's.
Like, how do you do it? And they're like, well.
Yeah.
You don't see it? You're like, oh, that's a great explanation. Thanks. They just rock back and forth.
Of course. That's who can do that shit.
I wonder if this guy can do it. I had this video for a while, but I didn't know. I figured you would like this guy, so I saved it for a minute.
Okay.
And then I don't know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Vita Dimensionalist. I'm a Dimensionalist. Today I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer and Ancient Aramaic in the best way I can.
I don't even know what happened there.
I don't say I got it 100%, but it's like people pronounce an English word, and you know that what they how they hear it, and you know, hey, that's right. Or that's almost there, but you understand that that's the word, but they kind of got it off, but it's right, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Does he look like one of your friends? A little bit? No. I feel like he reminds me of one of your friends.
No.
So here it goes.
I don't like this at all.
Excuse me. I've got to get ready for this because it's hard, very hard to pronounce these syllables.
These Aramaic words? Okay.
Abundabashma nakarushima de malta.
Is that Latin for I need new teeth?
I don't know. The whole thing, it kind of makes me squirm.
Well, what is it about? It's too close. Okay, I'll tell you what's. It's all nasty.
It's
too close.
It's a good submission, is what you're saying. It is very close. He is wearing a shirt, which is a little depressing.
The framing's wrong. I like the background. I'm seeing an old fridge. I'm seeing a lot of plastic and miscellaneous.
I'm not sensing drugs, but I end something. Something's wrong. You know, so there's a balance there. Something's naturally wrong, but it's not exacerbated by drugs, so that's a little bit of a bummer.
The lighting's terrible. The audio's good.
Decent.
I'm upset about that.
There is some white noise in the back, like something like that for his video. This is a video he's hoping would be viewed, I'm sure, by a lot of people who wanted to see him speak Aramaic. Luckily for him, we got a hold of it, and now a lot of people are seeing it. But yeah.
I'm also really liking the camera angles on his skin condition and his teeth condition. Like, it's
everything's
neat.
Good.
Well, it's neat to see it all very close. Because you don't want to be like, what's wrong with his teeth? Oh, I see what's wrong. Oh, thank you for showing.
What's wrong with his skin? This is a very close, almost microscopic view of what's wrong. This is what a dermatologist would be seeing.
Sure. The thing is, we all have flaws.
Yes.
But you don't want to close up.
You want to hide them.
You want to conceal. You want to trick of the light.
Yeah. Hold the camera on the other side of your face.
But you're right. It does have all the makings of a fantastic video.
It is a quality submission. A
lot of shit in the background. The poor lighting.
Yep, a lot of stuff. not lacking in stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Aramaic.
That way, Donkanam Bashmayaf Moth. Like Canada Dashung Hai Bang.
There's got to be a linguistic expert who I would please love your review of his Aramaic, because that, especially that exchange, sounded like I can make up anything.
And that's
nobody
what that is.
Will know that this is not Aramaic.
Well, this is a phenomenon known.
There's no way that when you're learning Aramaic, they're like, la 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 la. There's a Aramaic. This head tilt back moment is my favorite. You know, I'm just practicing my Aramaic. How do you say that in Aramaic?
Look at those go. Look at those goblin teeth, man.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Not good. Not good. Not good. Not good. Not good.
Isn't this what hillbillies do when they speak in tongues?
I think it's a little different.
Harsha baba hala hala harsha baba.
Oh, yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's what really dumb people do.
They try to tell you that they're really feeling it when that happens, you know? JC is tapping them like, hey, I got to tell you something.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's what this is, right? The speaking in tongues.
I mean,
sounds similar.
Sounds like some bullshit. And there's one. Oh, here we got a finishing one here.
Ela signing beisha lotorle malta wahala shalabukta alo me. I mean,
okay.
It's hard on the eyes.
Good job, man.
What are you going with?
I would
on
love
this
if somebody
one?
Schooled us on, and they were like, that was perfect, Aramaic.
What's all that mountain of bullshit behind him now that I'm looking?
I think Dr. Drew would say, well, there's a little bit of hoarding. Definitely he's not well kempt. There might be some mental illness here.
Drugs or mental illness? Yeah. What's your money on?
I think, yeah, mental. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go mental illness on this one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't have the manic presentation of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I know, man. We have chicken coming?
Yeah.
I like chicken.
I know you like chicken.
I want some chicken right now.
You are so nasty.
Oh.
You are just the nastiest.
When I don't have my chicken, I get low wire.
Hey! Fuck you, both of you.
I missed her.
I know, she's so great.
Hey, fuck you, both of you.
Yep.
I can't wait to become like her.
These little pieces of shit.
What is that, menopause? That's like 10 years for me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be great. Cut that hair
and
short.
Really shut it down.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out. Get that real short haircut. Right?
Much
kinda
more
like
comfortable
yours.
Clothes. Yeah. Yeah, like mine. Mine's a good look for a woman, for sure.
That's what they do.
That's funny. To have this haircut as a woman,
oh my,
you either
life.
Have to be gorgeous,
yeah,
or not give a fuck.
Right.
One of the two. You're either so beautiful that this haircut actually just people just see your face and they're like, wow, she could pull off anything.
Definitely.
Or you're like, it's repellent. You go, I did this to
yeah.
keep people away.
I mean, either you're like a model, you're in your 20s, yeah. and you could just wear a burlap sack and shave your head and you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But no, nah, dude.
Yeah, most of you.
Nah,
know.
Nah,
you
most.
You both pieces of shit.
Pieces of shit.
Both pieces of shit.
Yeah, I like her style, man.
You know what the thing that fucking sucks
What's
about
that?
An evacuation,
Not
like
money.
What we're about to do, is just the logistics of it, the mm-hmm. packing up things. That's the part that actually is the most annoying, right? You're like, fuck, I got to get everything together. That part yeah. sucks.
We've already done that part, though.
I know.
Thankfully.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's the transporting thing.
It's the worst. Look, it's all bad, but here's the... I would rather... You know, do it at a leisurely pace.
Of
than
course.
Do it at a panicked rate
when they're calling.
When they're
gonna, like, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that's imminent. So let's just do it now.
Let's just do it.
Settle in so we're not panicked when the call comes.
And then this I figured would be somebody sent this. This would be of interest to you. Hey, Tad and Katrina.
Yeah.
I thought you guys would appreciate this nugget of space brown knowledge I found at, I guess, in a museum of some kind in Columbus, Ohio. Enjoy. I'm not too dumb to come, Lindsay. Does the crew pee, it says.
Oh.
Yeah.
The space station bathroom has a long plastic tube for collecting urine and a water-free toilet for bowel movements. A vacuum pulls waste into a special compartment. Foot straps at the base of the toilet help keep the crew members from floating away while they're using the bathroom. Well, now this makes sense.
Yeah, you finally got it.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, fucking Gosling, why couldn't this be in the movie?
Yeah, where's that scene?
I noticed, though, there's nothing here about coming. And
yeah.
that's a real disappointment.
Where do they ejaculate?
Yeah.
Where's that one?
I want to know what they do when they finish, you know, shooting their load. Where does that go? You know?
Oh!
Jeez, you're really into this clip today.
That's how you orgasm.
You're really into that one.
That's how you orgasm.
Canada Highway.
No, that's a guy just finishing off. He's jacking his dick in space. And then right as he's about to load his load, he's like, It's fun. It's a fun clip. I miss it. All right, so it's an unusual week for us. We didn't actually know if we would be able to record anything after this thing started because, again, our studio's in our house. We're going to be leaving. I don't know if we're coming back Monday, Tuesday, later. I don't know what's
Ever.
Happening.
Ever.
I know. It's.
I mean, who knows, dude? It's It's a crazy day for us.
It's crazy. So,
well, I'm glad we got to take a little break and get into silliness before we go into this nonsense we're about to embark upon right now.
And thank you very much. I know we have a lot of fans and supporters, and we appreciate all your guys' nice messages. Of course, if you are in you know, a position to help people out, luckily we don't need your help, but there's a lot of people out here that do, so look for those. Maybe we can post some places that are accepting donations for people in need.
Yeah.
Especially out here in like the Thousand Oaks area.
They've been through a lot. They got fucked.
So I'll try to find that and post that. Look on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. And that's that, man. We will it's weird to say, but they posted it. They put it up, so I'll just tell you. We have all our holiday stuff, our holiday merch went out or is coming out this coming week. So it's like there's a bunch of, you know, there's ornaments, there's a stocking this year. The sweater last year was Santa wears jeans. This year it's Jesus wore jeans. And there's also a Jesus wore jeans t-shirt. Last year we donated a portion of our proceeds to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. This year we're donating to the Starlight Foundation.
Oh, that's nice.
And that is an organization that tries to make hospital stays easier, more comfortable for kids. So kids that are in hospitals, it sucks enough. They do things like they'll, instead of like, you know, hospital gowns are all shitty and rough, they'll do things like get hospital gowns that have like team logos or, you know, kids' favorite cartoon characters. And the new thing they're going for now is virtual reality for kids in hospitals. So
that's really
hopefully
nice.
What we're going to do is we'll take a portion of our proceeds from our holiday merch, and I hope we're in a position where we can buy a few virtual reality goggles. So, and I'll document that. I documented a shopping trip last year to Toys R Us, which amazingly, I think the next month, Toys R Us went out of business.
I know. Can you believe it doesn't exist anymore?
I know. It was crazy. I was like, I was just there. And we bought like carts of toys and we dropped it off at the donation site. But I'll do something like that this year where I'll document it. I like documenting it, showing you what we're doing. So we'll do that again this year. Again, this is a weird week for us, man. But hopefully we'll be back in another week. And we'll have something to talk about, and we'll be in a much lighter and fun, more fun mood. But until then, we're gonna leave you. I don't even have. Where's my? I gotta play a song. I don't have my songs. I gotta have a song. Let's see what I got here. Okay, I got something. All right. Love you guys, and we'll see you soon. Bye bye. Bye, Gene.
Let's glass, let's glass, let's glass, I got a moose. Let's glass, let's glass, let's glass, I got a moose. And I'm like, glass, let's glass, let's glass, I got a moose. Let's glass, let's glass, let's glass, I got a moose. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick?
No.
Holy cow!